Iranian authorities have set up refugee camps along the border with Afghanistan in anticipation of an exodus fleeing the U.S. air campaign. Refugees from as far away as Kabul in the east have found their way to the western edge of Afghanistan. Iran's Red Crescent Society has established camps there, just inside Afghan territory. NPR's Julie McCarthy traveled to one camp, and she has this report.
At this forlorn border post, a yellow cord that could be a child jump rope is all that signals you are leaving Iran and entering Afghanistan. This is one of two camps that Iranian relief officials have set up on Afghan soil. 500 refugees, many of them children, now make their new homes in the neat rows of tents, 3.5 miles from the Iranian border. Iran prefers the camps inside Afghanistan. The Iranians already host some 2.5 million Afghans and hope to stave off a new flood. But so far, there's been only a trickle of refugees making their way to Iran. Kabul University professor Abdul Ghaffar was caught by Iranian police as he tried to cross the border with his wife and 4 children. They were delivered here. Ghaffar says when the U.S. strikes hit Kabul, his children begged to leave. For 15 days, they hitchhiked and walked the lawless roads of Afghanistan. We were plundered by thieves. They took everything, our clothes, our watches, our money, $300 stolen. All that was left were the clothes on our backs, he says. For 3 days, the children went without food, but they are still full of smiles and mischief and are now fed. Many Afghans scrounge for herbs to survive. Years of drought have made a moonscape here. The stretch of land the Iranian-run camp occupies seems as forgotten as it is forbidding. Local mujahideen have held this territory for the better part of 10 years. In the distance, a few Taliban outposts poke up from the flat landscape, but they appear unmanned. With the real battle further north, this area is considered safe enough for Afghans fleeing their homes. Abdul Karim Barahoui is the provincial anti-Taliban commander who applauds the U.S. intervention.
Last 23 years, nothing is left for Afghani people. So maybe the Afghan people think the arrival of America would be on their interest, on the Afghani's benefit.
Don't tell that to 36-year-old Rahmuddin Zamanzahi. He arrives at the camp with a small group of women and children, angry and distraught.
The Americans bombed the houses, the stores, the warehouses. They don't strike empty places. If there's a sign of life, it's a target for American bombers.
The newly arrived women sit on the ground, say nothing, and gaze downward. Elaborate head coverings conceal their faces, and the trains of their costumes fan out on the dirt like a round tablecloth. Reporters brought here by Iranian authorities press in to hear more of their story. The farm laborer Ramuddin obliges.
The city I'm coming from, about 1,000 families were living there. I'm just talking about the city, not the suburbs, and all of them have left, to my understanding.
He's from a town near Mazar-e-Sharif, the Taliban's main power base in northern Afghanistan. American planes have attacked Taliban positions there. On a direct line, it's 480 miles from here. For Ramuddin, it was a 10-day trip. The difficulty helps explain why there are not more like him pouring into camps like this one close to Iran. Most Afghan population centers are also nearer to Pakistan. But aid officials are preparing for people like Professor Gondar, who made the treacherous journey from Kabul toward Iran because he believed Pakistan held no hope. As for the relatively small number of refugees here, the professor says people are not coming because they can't.
There are a lot of people who don't have the money to leave. If someone has a little money, they would flee their homes. They would leave the cities.
Many in this camp say they understand nothing of the politics now tearing at Afghanistan. What they do know is that their impossibly difficult lives have been made even more difficult. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, in western Afghanistan.